Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, the processing of cervical check samples in Ireland has been stopped after the state's only lab had its accreditation suspended. All cervical cancer samples are again being sent to the US for processing following the suspension of work at the National Cervical Screening Laboratory at the Coombe Hospital in Dublin. Health editor of the Irish Times, Paul Cullen, has the story. He joins us now. Paul, can you tell us, or what can you tell us about the story? Why has this happened and what's the background?
Yeah, this concerns a new 20 million lab in the Coombe, which is supposed to process slides for the cervical check screening program in Ireland. As you remember, there was controversy in 2018, massive controversy, and it was decided at the time that eventually we would repatriate the processing of all slides to Ireland. And as a first step, a new lab was created, and it's supposed to do at least 10% of the slides, with the rest going to America. However, staff were told this week that it has had to suspend the processing of HPV and cytology slides because there is an issue with its accreditation. Its accreditation comes from a body called the Irish National Accreditation Body, and there are issues around that, and the INAB told the lab that it had to suspend the processing of these slides forthwith, and so that's going to be stopped, or paused is the word the HSE used, and it said that would be for a period.
I know Dr. Killian de Gascon told staff in a message that has been seen by yourselves there at the Irish Times that this is not related to the technical quality of the work performed in the laboratory, but rather to documentation related to governance structures.
Yeah, that's right. And the HSC and its information on that it's put up on its website refers to administrative matters, essentially that it's representing it as an issue around paperwork. Dr. de Gascon, when speaking to staff, he referred to those matters. As I understand it, there was a major non-conformance last year around issues to do with appointment of senior staff, and that is, staff were told that that has been sorted out. But there's still other issues relating to, as you say, governance and process issues, which remain to be resolved.
So at this point, and I don't know if you can answer this question for me, Paul, but at this point, for women who might be concerned that one of their slides has gone to this particular lab, is it fair to say they don't have any concerns over the quality of any analysis that might have been done on their slides? They shouldn't have any concerns about that.
Yeah, the vast majority of slides are still being processed in the US by Quest Laboratories, very high-tech operation in the US. The outcome of this decision is that all slides will now be sent there, apart from ones that are still in the system, which will still go through the Coombe lab. As staff were told, it isn't about the quality of the processing. It's more about about resources effectively. This lab has struggled, and I think it will struggle, to get enough qualified staff to reach the ambition of repatriating all slides. There are 300,000 slides a year.
Yeah, and why? I wonder why.
For this year, it was only to do 30,000, and it looks unlikely that it's going to reach that.
And I wonder, why is it struggling so much to get qualified staff? Because as you say, this was always the plan. For the last couple of years, it has been the plan, hasn't it now, to repatriate all of our cervical slide processing in Dublin, or sorry, in Ireland at least.
Yeah, I've written about this before, and I've interviewed Dr. de Gascon, and some of the issues are, I mean, these are very highly qualified medical staff. In some cases, for cytopathology, I think there haven't been specific training streams for that specialty within medicine, and therefore the numbers have been quite low. So they've really struggled to get them, and the lack. There was also an issue around the lab, which closed for a year because it suffered a cyber attack, and between that and staff illness and staff recruitment problems, it didn't process any slides until last December when it started again. So that uncertainty has only added to the problems facing this issue of repatriating cervical screening slides to Ireland.
Just finally then, do we have any idea for how long this will be paused as such, doing analysis here in Ireland, or how quickly the lab might be up and running again?
No, the HSC has said that it will try and return screening to get it to resume in a timely manner, or the expression it used was the shortest possible time frame. But beyond that, we don't know yet.
All right, Paul Cullen, health editor of the Irish Times. Thank you very much for joining us.